Have you ever asked for a herpes test and was told that you don't need one? Well, this is exactly what happened to my boyfriend. And in this episode of Herpes Wellness, we're going to talk about why that's really bad advice, why most doctors still avoid testing for herpes, what you need to know about IgM versus IgG tests, when to get tested, and also how to advocate for yourself so that this doesn't happen to you or someone else you love. Hi, I'm Kat Supree, and I help people to navigate life with herpes. And for those who are new to this channel, I want to welcome you. And for those who are returning, welcome back. I am so blessed to have all of you here and that you're tuning in. Here at Herpes Wellness, we provide education, support, and empowerment for those living with herpes. And if you don't have herpes and you're just looking for more information, we're here to help you too. Now, before we dive in, I want to invite all of you to join our online community at herpeswellness.com. There, you're going to have free access to all of our online forums where you can ask questions, seek advice, and help other members along their journeys. And for the first 100 people that sign up for the free support membership, we're going to upgrade you to the Connection membership, which includes a whole bunch of cool features, such as a listing in our membership directory and member search. You'll have direct messaging with other members. You'll have access to a group chat lounge, member-led events, both virtual and in-person, plus monthly live streams with me where we talk about everything herpes. Now, normally this membership is $19 a month and you'll get access for free as long as you remain a member. So come join us at herpeswellness.com. The link is in the description below to sign up. So now let's get to it. So my boyfriend, who up until this point does not have genital herpes, went to his doctor and said, "Hey, my girlfriend's got genital herpes and I'd like to get tested." And do you want to know what the doctor told him? I just couldn't even believe this. This is so ridiculous. The doctor actually said to him, "You don't need to be tested unless you start showing symptoms." Now, I want everyone to let that sink in for a second. I just couldn't even believe that a doctor would say this to him when they know full well that he's dating someone with genital herpes. I was shocked. And this advice from a doctor is just flat out wrong. And do you want to know why this advice is flat out wrong? Because this is what we know about genital herpes, okay? 80% of people who have genital herpes, they never show a single symptom. Nothing. There's no tingling. There's no burning. There are no blisters. Nothing. They're asymptomatic and they're walking around with it and they're passing it on. So that when my boyfriend told me that his doctor said, "Oh no, you don't need to be tested unless symptoms show up," I was floored, completely floored. Now, here's what's crazy. This actually happens more often than not. And a lot of doctors still refuse to test for herpes, even when someone asks for it. And you want to know what the reason is? Honestly, it's because doctors are so afraid that a false positive result can happen. And that's going to cause a lot of stress and anxiety. And listen, we get it. All of us out here with herpes get it. When you get that diagnosis, you're riddled with stress and anxiety and confusion. And there's a lot going on mentally when you get a diagnosis. But here's the thing. That is just not cool because that's not helping anybody. That's actually perpetuating the spread of the virus by not testing. So instead of a doctor saying, "Hey, we're going to do this test and this is what's going to happen and this is what may result from it. And if you get, you know, a positive result and you've tested too early, we're going to go ahead and retest you." That's not what they're telling people. They're saying, nope, they're just avoiding it altogether. And that's really, really dangerous. And so I want to read an article that I just found recently, It was actually published in December of 2024 from the World Health Organization. And this is just stunning. I can't even believe this. So here's what I found. So now here's the article right here. Okay. Right here. It says over 1 in 5 adults worldwide has a genital herpes infection. It used to be 1 out of 6. It used to be 1 out of 6. It's not 1 out of 6 anymore. It's 1 out of 5. So we know that the numbers are going up now. Around 846 million people between 15 and 49 are living with genital herpes infections. Now, why they don't count people who are 50 and over, I don't know. So these numbers could be higher because they're counting out, they're not even counting in an entire population of people. It's crazy. And get this, this was shocking when I read this. I didn't even know this until when I read this. At least one person each second, 42 million people annually is estimated to acquire a new genital herpes infection. Wow. And here, my boyfriend was denied a test because he wasn't showing symptoms. And again, knowing that 80% of people who have genital herpes are asymptomatic. Just wow. So now, maybe you've already been diagnosed with herpes and you might be listening to this thinking, yeah, you know what? This kind of thing happened to me too. Who knows? Or maybe haven't been diagnosed, but you asked for a test and they were like, nah, you don't need one because you don't have any symptoms. Wherever you are in your journey, the bottom line is this. You deserve answers. And you deserved to be tested when you ask to be tested. Period. Now let's talk about testing for a second, because seriously, if you're watching this, you deserve to understand how it works. So there are two main types of herpes blood tests. There's an IgM and an IgG. Now, let's start with an IgM. An IgM can show antibodies or detect antibodies as early as 1 to 2 weeks after exposure, but it's not that reliable, and it often gives false positive results. It also cannot tell the difference between HSV-1 and HSV-2, and it really shouldn't be used for diagnosis. Now, an IgG test is more accurate. It tells you whether you have HSV-1 or HSV-2, and it's the one that most experts recommend. But here's the kicker, and this is what's key. IgG antibodies can take quite a bit of time to develop. So say if you thought you were exposed recently, you might not test positive right away. So what's the best time frame to test? Somewhere between 8 to 12 weeks. I think waiting a little bit later is better, but that's what's recommended. And here's the thing, if you test too early, you might get a false negative, even if you're positive. So that's pretty serious. So you want to make sure that you're testing at the right time. But here's the real issue. Here's the real challenge. The thing of it is that most people who have herpes, they just don't know it. And most doctors don't want to test unless you actually have physical symptoms. And you know what? Even if you get testing and the timing's wrong, guess what? Your results are going to be very misleading. So this is why it's super important to know all the facts and to push for the care that you deserve. Because like what happened to my boyfriend, this is happening all the time. And that's just not cool. None of us should be okay with that. He wasn't okay with it. I'm not okay with it. And none of us should be okay with that. That's just unacceptable. Now, look, seeing this happen to somebody that I'm in a relationship with just hit home for me. And I wonder to myself, man, if this is happening to me and my boyfriend, I mean, how many other people can this be happening to? So then it also like reminded me like how much misinformation is still out there and how much work we all have to do as a community to change the way that we talk about herpes. And it also made me think about how important it is to have the facts and to feel supported, especially when doctors we turn to don't want to give us the answers that we need or that we deserve. So let's do a recap of what we've discussed today. Doctors often do not test for herpes unless you have symptoms. 80% of people who have herpes are asymptomatic. IgM tests aren't really that reliable, so it's really best to avoid them. IgT tests are the most accurate, but it takes about 8 to 12 weeks for the best results. And a positive IgG result usually is accurate, typically for HSV-2. So now look, your health is important. And you should take it seriously and others too. And you totally deserve the care you want and need. And if a doctor tells you you don't need a herpes test when you ask for it, find another doctor, for goodness sake. That's what my boyfriend did. And remember, you're the one that's in charge of your health, not someone else. And you get to decide what's best for you and not someone else. That's it, period. Anyway, that's all I've got for today. I just want to thank you so much for joining me. And if you like today's episode, please like and subscribe to the channel. And remember to join our free online community at herpeswellness.com. The link is in the description below. And if there are any topics that you would like for me to discuss regarding herpes, please leave it in the comments. I would love to hear from you. We'll be sure to get it on the show. And thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you the next time on the Herpes Wellness Podcast. Bye for now.